This is Managing Your Vote. That's AJ Thompson. Managing Your Vote. And our music is today. What we do for you, like me, something that make you feel empowered, make you move. We plan to bring you some information. Make you move about yourself and things you didn't know you had. You want to bring that so you can understand more about things that you do and are supposed to do. Things about the Declaration of Independence, the nation of the United States, rights. And about because they go hand. I know you've been told about, but that's some nonsense that taught people oppressed and to keep people unable to use the power that God gave. I'm going to start off by letting you know and validate the power that God gave. And if you validate, you know, the power come from God. That's a statement. By God, without God, that for came who's really, and they don't know. Control. Going further, the number and today, number 7 8 3 3 5 3 3. That's the number of the talk show Managing Your Vote. And I'm Pastor AJ Thompson. Call me. What we're talking about, I can answer you. If I can't, I can't answer you. I'll answer for you on next week. And for some reason, I'm going to teach you, I'm able to answer your life. Need mind to us more than it's to you. Even a lie to you about you don't put an opportunity on all they know to you. That's it. And fold 3. Into get a for 3 seconds. Once you've done that, inside of initial breath. And then forward, what I just outlined to you is of our American branch. The reason name is we the top. You are the super. It starts into declaration entity response. The super is that start with. From the president to work for our is your responsibility to how things are going. Now, before we want to take time and understand how they're supposed to do some research and of independent constitution. Right. And of course, if you and it's responsibility to take that action to make the adjustment of you not doing by not wait somebody corruptors or in power. It's your responsibility to take action. The response to millions of people come forth to those alone. And I'm glad that won't be because it will. You stand fast on the power of the corruption and you sustain whole. And pick somebody to vote. You know, your people that are running before not. And it's all ability to say about them. One thing, whenever you see people mud and elect. So, from the lesser of the two evils, then is from the people what they can do, not can do. Too many times, next, those people are. They have to initiate that before they are elected. Change legislation and laws and of the United States need what power to talk about not doing, not looking at people. But the matter is, it comes down to you. To get that part. Anything, grab a box, bring yourself in your even. And then I want you to name our system of government. Hold box in your hand, or if you have those, hold that in your hand. And I want you to box. I want you to call it whatever's in them. The water contains all of the employees represent the elected officials, the people who, and so with you having that box that you are in control of. So now you're supposed to control on the inside of it. Just say you look at you see something is not right. And they'll say you see one event. Your responsibility is to box and take that bent one out. Because if you don't, that bent one eventually is going to rust. And that rust from that bent paper clip or that is going to get off on the other paper clip. Before you know it, a box full of bent item, full of crunched up paper or dirty paper. You know, are you going to have a box with some water in it and things that you don't want? And so it's up to you to keep it purged. Excuse me. It's up to you to keep our system of government moving and to keep it perfect. And doing that, you need to know do some to do. You take Pastor AJ's word that this is what you can do for yourself. Know this for yourself. You need to be sure that you know what you're talking about. On some more faulty because faulty people. That's why so many people are oppressed today. People are oppressed from God, oppressed from churches, religions, mosques, and all manner of leadership, mission. They are oppressed, but the government. A person is self. When they don't learn the power that they have and how to use that. For instance, somebody say a Bentley, people Bentley, even if you can never you like what it's got in it. It's got stuff in it. You know, stuff expensive. That's different from the normal stuff. So, imagine that you have this bent. By the way, you put somebody else in a position to drive. Then, because you don't know how to, you don't know what equipment it has. Now. Government, you know, that's your government. Our government system is somebody else. It's your responsibility to provide all their government. Then to replace them, if they are needed. But you have to get the power of your vote. I've been voting for them some people were voting for the protest of old days, they had that right. If they did, then post something they had. Instead of doing that, because they didn't know that, they were protesting. A few last year, maybe a couple of years, people voted for protesting rights. Something again that they had they understood, they were already provided the Declaration of Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That they didn't have. Black they had the right to vote in school, but therefore they gave something when they gave them nothing. I'm going to read off a little bit of the Declaration of Independence. They gave you nothing. It's all that when in the course of history it become necessary for one people, 10 people, it can be a million people, or is defined in our laws as one single person. It is. It become necessary to the land. Connected them and to assume the powers of the earth, the separate and equal laws of nature of and what we come from God. Respect to mankind, the opinion a man refer to humans as flaws. You know, because he said human event when going wrong or when cry. Things are going okay but dressing like this. A decent response to the opinion of men that they should declare the cause for them to the same. And so you have to know what it is you want to have a response to and act out against it. But not just with your mouth and not by acting a fool. But set forth by the founding fathers. People every day come and they can have a prison record. Well, if you like topic again, or that you have in your head, then you see control. So, if some fool, and I say fool, because people who do things that are disruptive and cool, and also the people who allow them to do that. Too. And so, and then you come up and do these things, since you hold the cards in your hand, you hold the tools in your hand, since you are the super, you allow the tools of the game to fit your life. You don't want to come in the past and stand in the or some other idiot passed a law that you could. Because there's a sees that, that says if you're in prison, convicted of whatever, serve your time, and then any is double and punitive. No right to do that. You already have it. The problem is that since people, nobody does anything about it. Since nobody does anything about it, if we who make up these kinds of things, they to do things to people right away. See somebody making somebody else's life. So it's our duty to catch them, prepare them to know one. Your duty to bring to the forefront. It's your duty to stop them. Pattern of abuse. That's what that is. That's a pattern of abuse. When people start making rules, your the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and it turns a strand of abuse. Somebody has to be the one to stop that. Of your stop that. Even more than nominated, the founding fathers have all ordained you to do. God have already ordained you before the founding fathers did. This is your vote. What you're really managing is your system, your government system. Back to that box that you hold in your hand. I had you to hold it in your hand because that's how it was laid out in your hand. It was laid out to be. It's supposed to be in your structure in that putting this power on your hand. Give it to the president, to your pastor, no other religious world leader, it didn't come from them, taken from them. You by simply not using it. But you have control. You have control. Surely we're going to be a little bit. And we happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And we want to. Guys, you around, I'll be right with you. 789. I want to hear these songs and wish your mother, especially, and the mothers in your life, happy Mother's Day. And I don't want you to just sing this Mother's Day. I want you to do something special. And I want you to give them something special. Give them a happy life. And I don't want you to that the Mother's Day. 8-9. All in 1 second. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Pastor AJ. I was just joining the show, and I just wanted to lend you my support. Thank you for the Mother's Day wishes, and I just wanted to listen in at this particular time, okay?
Well, in your past, I am not going to be able to let you just start off just listening in, right?
I'm having some problems here. I'm trying to pull you up on the internet
okay.
So that I can probably hear you better.
I want Do you have around you a box with some anything in it that contains something? Clips of that?
You're breaking up real bad. Hold on. Let me call you right back, because I'm gonna try to pull you up on the radio so I can hear you, and then unmute so I can talk to you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm hanging up.
Okay. Out of control. You out of control. You got you thinking. Your employer, your office, and say you work for me. Your company to them. And now, but they're telling you, you go to the pallet and do this, or bulletins. But, you know, I need you cut whatever it is that you do on that job. You know, paperwork. You do the manual labor. Thing that do by you. What if they and told you that? Well, brother, I'm going to ask him to join me. And that number to call is 83613. A number 5783-0613. That number very happy birthday to all of you. I really hope you to know.
Yeah. to grow up and be who you are. So she was mama and daddy and teacher too. And on top of all of that, y'all, she was a
Pastor A.J. Thompson, All I'll Be Right With You, call 1062. This is managing your vote. And the number to call in, 657-383-0612. It's 657-383-0613. That little Happy Mother's Day music to your mother and mine. Thank you so much. I call her. Sorry I missed you there. I hope you'll call back. But we're talking about managing your vote. I haven't gotten a lot of calls in on this. Because this is what you need to know. You need to know how to manage your vote. You need to know what that's all about. You need to know, you know, to how to handle the complaint that you could have. You need to know how to do that. You need to understand who we're talking about. You need to know who's in charge. You need to know that if you need more to that than you, you need to know that for yourself. Because when you know things for yourself, and there are things that you will do for yourself. And when you don't know, you'll wait for somebody to do it, probably never do it. You know, 9 times out of 10, when you elect somebody to an office to do something in your behalf, do without your supervision, do whatever in their behalf. Go ahead. But you need to understand how to manage your vote. You need to understand that your vote is power, whether you participate in an election or not, because you are an American citizen. You have power. Because you are an American citizen, and you're in charge. The people who won your company. The United States, our government is your company. It's a corporate company because we're of the United States. Yet, it's an individual company because you have an individual responsibility and power to make needed adjustments and to supervise. You know that we wouldn't have near as much corruption in our government if people were supervised by the people as they are supposed to. If they are not supervised, to do, you know that old saying they have, that when the cats go away, the mouse will do what? Play. And so, those elected officials are equivalent. Those elected officials are equivalent to the mouse. And when you're not doing what you're supposed to do, they play. They do things they shouldn't do. They steal. They abuse their power. They do all these things that they're not supposed to be doing when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. What you're supposed to be doing is supervising them. You're supposed to be managing and micromanaging them. You have to look out for more than just yourself. And so it's high time doing that, because whenever you don't do that, then other people take your power and take your vote and they count it as nothing. They count you as nothing. And they do whatever makes the best things happen for them. People that you your vote. Regain your control. I say regain because it was yours whether you ever used it or not. I know some of you had never known that you had to use it, but it was always yours. Power has always been yours. You know, political arena have always been. As a taxpayer and are a taxpayer, you've always held it. Now, don't you think it's a very foolish salary that don't do what you want done, don't do what you need done, and don't protect people as they're supposed to, and not make people's lives easier as they are supposed to do, and instead make people's life more difficult, burdensome? They spend the people's money on themselves instead of on the people. You know, eating fancy dinners at your expense, but you're not getting no return from it. Right? So in managing your vote, you put some. You take control. You use that control. You make it known that you don't have a problem using that control. And sometimes you make it known by taking a stand against someone who's trying to abuse your authority that you. You know. That everybody's so quiet on this because they're not used to hearing this kind of conversation when they hear the truth. They're not sure because that ain't the way it's been. I got a newsflash for you today. Something is the way that it's been. Don't mean it has to stay that way, especially when it's been wrong that way. And things have been long that way for far too long. Start managing your vote. It's start calling the shot. To start changing the rules of the game. You have to do that. That lives, the policeman that was on the force, he had to. Now, that play a big role in reducing and ending police brutality, abuse of power. Then you learn to understand that you don't police the community. And people come to understand, when you understand the power of your vote, that it's your duty to police the police. Yeah, I said it out loud. Your duty to police the police. Your duty to police the police. Your duty to your attorney, state's attorney general. It's your to police the federal police. You know, FBI, CIA, you're busy other things other than what you're supposed to be doing is managing your vote. That's a full-time job, managing your vote. And it's got full-time to cut down and violence, corruption to police. Managing your vote. Look at that box you got. The paper you have. That bottle that you have. Look at that. It's your government. And your government, and work for the government, for the government, the government themselves. You are the ones that are the supervising entity of your government system. The people who are hired are employed be most your employee. Caller 178.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Hi. I just was calling to say I thank you for the Mother's Day tribute that you just played there. And my comment just was that I thought it was very appropriate to do that, even though the name of the show is Managing Your Vote, because usually the first person that helps you with managing your moral compass is your mom. And that being said, that's what you usually use to select or figure out who you're going to delegate for managing your vote and casting your vote and delegating your electoral powers too. So I just wanted to say thank you for that as a mother, and thank you for informing people about the fact that just because once you cast a ballot, that's not the end of it. There's more stuff to be done on your side, that when you delegate responsibilities in your household to your children, like taking out the garbage and stuff like that. Hello?
Not the end of it, beginning of it.
Right. Just like when you delegate to your kids to take out the trash, if you don't double check and make sure that that's what they did, you didn't take care of your responsibility because you didn't make sure that they took care of their responsibility. So I thank you for that different informative perspective about managing the vote. I'm still having a hard time hearing you. Okay.
I thank you for calling in and sharing that with us today. Please don't have that now. will be going off shortly, but we have a few more comments, and we have another caller. Please
all right.
Listen to the end.
I will. I'm going to put you back on. I'm hearing you a little more clear over the computer.
Call 6212. Go ahead. Caller 1062.
I was just listening to the show, and again, just encouraging you to keep sharing the information. And I would like to wish mothers a happy Mother's Day. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well, I thank you for coming and for wishing a Mother's Day and happy Mother's Day to you. And all for the day. With you again on Tuesday at 5 p.m. with Vote. We look forward to you to scenario that today, excuse me, and maybe it to somebody else and show it to somebody else, and that. Empowered. When you're empowered, when you know things that you know. And I'm going to tell you right here, managing your vote, this is where you learn things that you need to know. For managing your vote, first of all, I want you to want to involve the Mother's Day shirt. The House of Prayer, the House of Prayer is here at 108. That's 10801. Clerk, and the people putting on the concert, a third of, they want to get something really, really special. I'm anxious. They told me. And so please come out and join us, you mothers, and us on our love and help your mothers in your life. Men, I implore you to come out and help us on our lives. And that's the day concert. Third is on a Saturday. Third, Getting Smart in the Park. Environment and awareness. Deal with food, fun, and you know who smart. But you also call to freedom on this day. Pastor Cheryl. That's is freedom. Call is 657-3801. It's the same number. 573-0613. For true freedom with Pastor Cheryl, your host. Tune for the airport on to 9 p.m. Got an important message tonight. Be sure to call in on Blog Talk Radio Hip Hop Workshop. That Brother Al Porter Jr., a black man. Listen to Sister Tina Hobson, also invited, and the woman. And then she had later on a spotlight on Cleveland, John Hearn. And then we have Mr. Charles, who has with Who Radio. Please people because I say that because. And please, Deborah Hagler of Commerce, giving out good information that you need and make you empowered. Thank you so much for being here this evening. Trust that you are empowered. I'm Pastor AJ Thompson, your host.
Jupiter.